Welcome back to The Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone. And in this episode, I want to talk about going no contact. I have went no contact with a nice amount of people in the last couple of years. And I just want to talk about reasons why I chose to go no contact, how I went about going no contact, and what helped me not break my no contact rule. One of the major reasons I decided to go no contact with certain friends is simply because I have changed a lot. Like, I've grown up, I matured, my mindset's different, my perspective is different, the way I handle situations is different. I've made lifestyle changes. I choose not to drink anymore. I don't want to go to the club. I don't want to go to the bar. I go to church. I read books. Like, I'm still working on becoming the woman that I want to be. I'm a work in progress, but I'm definitely trying my best to just be the best version of me that I can be. And I started to realize that there was a disconnect between me and certain people. We just are no longer aligned. Like, we make no sense to be friends anymore. And, you know, I'm not proud of myself with the way that I handled one friend, because I did just block her on everything. Like, I went no contact and I basically like ghost her. But here is my reasoning behind it. I feel like she's the type of person that you can't talk to, you know? You can't have a conversation with her and like work through problems, because she always feels like she's right. And she's like one of those people who maybe she'll admit that she's wrong, but then she still will have the same behavior. Like, it's a pattern behavior with her. And it's really just her character. It's just who she is as a person. And I was just like, I feel like even trying to have a conversation with her and explain to her why I want to go no contact would have been pointless. I honestly felt like that. I'm not saying do that to people, because I have done that to another friend. We got into an argument about something and I completely just like ghosted her because she really upsetted me. And when I actually seen her later, she told me like it hurted her feelings and was just like, you can't do that to people. Like, and then mind you, it was when I was moving to Texas. So not only did I ghost her, but then I also moved to a whole nother city. And she was just like, you know, you just can't up and leave and just like not say anything, and just, you can't do that to people. Like, people worry about you. And that's why I would say the way I handled her situation, maybe I could have tried to have a conversation and talk it out. But you guys, I really was like, I'm over this. You're older than me. Your actions and your words just do not align. They don't match. And I was just tired, you know? So I chose to just walk away, and I did it how I did it. Now, with another friend, me and her had been friends for a really long time, and I just started to distance myself. I didn't block her. I didn't unfriend her. I think I probably just like muted her page, and we don't text, we don't call each other, anything like that. But it's like, maybe in the future, you know, we could like rekindle our friendship. But right now, it's just a no for me. But I really don't think that she's a bad person. I think that she's a good person, but I feel like she needs to find herself, you know? And I also feel like she has people around her that's not treating her well. So I got a lot of like of that backlash, you know, like from other people doing things to her that she didn't like. She kind of took certain things out on me, and I started to notice it, and I didn't like it, and I would be confronting her about things. But at the end of the day, I was just like, if I want us to ever have a friendship in the future, we have to end it right now. Because I could tell that it was just getting worse and worse. So I'm like, we need to put this on pause. So right now we are no contact, but I do believe in the future we can have a really good conversation, because I really do think that she's a really good person, but she got her own BS going on that she has to figure out and work through. Now let's talk about the men. So the last guy that I was talking to, we went no contact. We're no contact, you guys. But it was the most difficult no contact I have ever had with any man. Besides my ex that I was with for like 4 years. And that's understandable. We spent like 4 years, like 5 years together. And we even lived together at one point for like 2 years. So him being like crazy and like, I kind of got it. But this was just a guy that I dated for like a year and a half or so. We decided to go no contact, and he would not stop calling me private and just keep trying to like, I want to take you out to dinner and da da da. One time he called me in the middle of the night and I let him just talk and vent. He talked for like 4 hours, you guys. I could tell that he really just needed somebody. But I let him know still, I was reminding him like, you know, I'm seeing someone else, like you can't be calling me. But I feel like he's finally like, it's gotten through to him. Like, okay, it's over. It's done with. But it's still good terms. Like, I'm not mad at him. I don't hate him. You know, I would say don't fall for it. Don't fall for the, can I please take you out to dinner? And like them begging to take you out. Like, he would call me and be like, I want to take you somewhere nice. And it's just a no for me. And I feel like it's a no because the feelings that I had for him, I don't feel like we could just be friends, you know, because I really liked him. I would say that he's the first guy that I think I really had feelings for because it really broke my heart. Like, not talking to him broke my heart so bad. Like, I've never been with a guy and I cared about him as much as I cared about this man. Like, He was just like everything, but he just didn't realize it. Like, he didn't see his own potential. And I told him this. I'm like, I feel like you don't love yourself, you know? And if somebody don't love themselves, they can't love you. And that one was really, really difficult. Here's my advice. If you want to go no contact and you want to stay no contact, do not try to gaslight yourself, okay? I do think that you should tell yourself you deserve better because you do deserve better. But I think you should also look at it as like having loyalty to yourself. Being in contact with somebody who's disrespectful towards you is being disloyal to yourself. Like, even me, when I want to be shady or I be thinking about this or think about that, I be like, I don't want to betray me. I don't want to betray me. I don't want to betray the woman that I want to be. So when you love yourself more and you have more loyalty to yourself than you do other people, that really helps you from making dumb decisions. Like, it helps you from making like dumb decisions. And also just realizing that people do not belong to you. People do not belong to you. They are just an experience. I would never be like, my man. I mean, if that's your man, that's your man. But to feel like he belongs to you, like, honestly, like, he belongs to you, I think that's really unhealthy. People are experiences. People bring certain energy and you might enjoy it, but you're not entitled to that person. You're not entitled to their energy. You're not entitled to their personal space. And I think having that mindset also makes it so much easier for me to let go of other people and like remain no contact because nobody's entitled to me. I don't belong to anybody. And I find myself building relationships, friendships, and even like if I'm dating someone and the person feels like you're mine, like you're my friend or you're mine, you're my girl. And it's just like, I don't belong to anyone. And I'm just simply not a jealous person. I am not a jealous person at all. I get inspired, okay? I don't get jealous. I get inspired by other people. And then another thing I would say is don't go snooping on people's accounts. Do not go snooping on that man account and seeing what he's doing and what he's up to. I feel like people like to go snoop and they'll go look and be like, see, I knew he wasn't going to do nothing with himself. I knew she wasn't going to be shit. Oh, she just had another baby. Oh, look at him. He always got that outfit on. It's like, just don't do it, because whether that person is doing good or doing bad, either way it go, that has nothing to do with you. I dated some really good guys. Now I'm going to say they're really good. They were okay. You know, they had good jobs and was like responsible with their money. I've dated some good men as far as like that. And I was like a shitty person. I was such a shitty little person. And I'm sure they might see my page, whatever. If they do see it, if they're curious, I don't know. But I wouldn't expect them to think that, like, be mad. Like, oh, why wasn't she this way when she was with me? I would never look at somebody's page and be like, why couldn't he be better for me? Like, if you're doing better, I'm just going to be happy you're doing better. Like, I'm not going to be, I wish you was this person when I was with you. As somebody who used to, like, not be the best person to people that I dated, now that I'm, like, changed my ways, I'm not thinking about anybody from my past. Like, 9 times out of 10, that person's not thinking about you, especially once you start upgrading your life. Like, I upgraded my life completely, my career, where I live, my mindset, my body, like, everything has been upgraded. And so I'm, like, appealing to a whole new demographic of men that probably would have been looking at my ancient ass sideways. You know, like, I have so many options, and we all have a lot of options. Like, let's be real, we all have a lot of options. It's a lot of people out here in this world. You don't have to, you know, stay in any situation you're not happy with. But I have so many new options now that, I mean, you know, I'm not really worried about nobody from the past. I look forward to meeting new people. Like, I look forward to meeting new people. I look forward to having good conversations, you know. I like to be around good energy, good vibes, and have great conversations. Like, I love it. Like, I'm here for it. And it's not about, like, oh, I got to get with this person or be in a relationship with this person. Like, no. Like, it doesn't even have to go past one conversation. I just really like to talk. So I don't think that you should try and upgrade yourself for someone who might have went no contact with you. People have went no contact with me before. And I'm not like, look at me now, I'm a better person. Like, don't you regret going no contact? Or you should have stuck beside my side. Or I'm better now, we should be together. Like, no, like, you're entitled to do what you want. People have chose to go no contact with me. I had a friend and I felt like she went no contact with me for a very petty reason. I'm working and I'm in school. I cannot be a shoulder to cry on every single time you have a problem, and you always have a problem. You always have something going on, and you just expect me to just drop everything I'm doing and meet you here or meet you there so you can vent. And it's just like, I have something going on right now that I'm working towards, and you got to respect that, you know? Anyways, I'm Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl. I really hope you guys enjoyed this little podcast episode. You guys, I'm very thankful for everyone who tunes in and listen. I really, really love you guys. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next time.